Pomeranz starts second half. Charles, who takes care of the PA down here, you'd never guess he was a wrestling fan. Did you? I mean, in fact, we had a wrestling show here in town back last spring, and Charles was not only there, he was an active participant in the presentation, shall we say. Grizzly starting five, same as the first half. Same thing could be said for Arkansas State, Newport. Grizzlies with Kyle, Carlos, Javian, Trayon, and Lionel. Arkansas State, Newport with Kane, Kelly, Redis, West, and Blair. And here we go. Second half of basketball underway at Civic Center. Let's get off to a good defensive start. Up and under, and that's a shot no good. Nearly an air ball on a reverse layup, and the Grizzlies come away with it. Defender fell down. He couldn't believe how open he was. Kyle Germany on the wing. To the point. Gets it across now. Javian Downey. Left side, left corner. Trayon with it. Trayon. Crossover goes baseline. Feeds it far side. Javian's got an open three, and it's good. Javian's got five. It's a 40-28 game. Left side, Colby West. Cut off by Carlos Paul. Puts it up left hand. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. Colby's 6'7", and he's got those long arms, and he plays taller than that. Carlos Paul with the foul. And it'll be a bucket in one for Colby West. And his free throw is no good. Rebounded by Germany, but picked up as it fumbled away by Lionel Kamwimba. Front court. Javian's going to shoot another three, and it's rounded out. Rebound, Colby West. 40-30, Grizzlies by 10. West up high, top of the circle. Dribbles down, spins to the middle. Beats it back outside, nearly threw it away. Picked up by Blair on the side. Double team on the side, and now pass across top. Down the lane, kick it across court. Rita's shot blocked out of bounds by Trayon Grant Foster. He'll stay with the Aviators with 10 on the shot clock. It was just so obvious when the Grizzlies' defense got better and pressured harder in the first half, the offense got better. Pass in the corner for a three. Oh, that's a two. That's a two for Kylan Kelly from the left corner. He's got four. 40-32. Left corner wide open. Germany for three, and that's good. Well, it was a two. I'll get it right eventually. 42-32, 18-10 to go in the half. Grizzlies by 10. On the right baseline, feed over the top. Redis with a really good catch. High post, West has it. Picked up by Carlos Paul. He puts it on the deck, turns in, forces a shot off the back iron. No good. Ball is going to be chased to the sideline, out of bounds. Last touch by the Aviators. Grizzly basketball. Okay, the lead was 9 at the half. It's 10 right now, so a little more separation, not much, but a little bit. Let's see if we can add to it here. Javian Downey, bounce pass to the right corner. Trayon to the baseline. Carlos Paul is tied up, and the ball is just taken away from him by Jarquavius Kane, and he'll bring it up on the dribble and take it all the way in. Step through, puts it up on the run, and good. Coast to coast, some Jarquavius Kane there. He has 15. Someone needs to jump him and make him pick that ball up before he gets within 20 feet of the bucket. On the right side, Kyle Germany. High post, Carlos Paul has it. He'll move it around to the side. At the point, Trayon. Step through, pull up. Little floater from 10, won't go. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Aviators. And there will be a new 20 on the shot clock. Back of the game comes B.J. Marshall, the guy that made one in the first half from up around Willow. That may be the longest three I've seen this year. Here's the inbound play. Javian gets it in. Bounce pass back to him. Skip pass out to the right side. Here's a three. Good! Carlos Paul knocks it in from range. He has five. Three field goals in the second half. The Grizzlies, two behind the line, 45-34. Grizzlies by 11. High post. Here's West. Puts it on the deck. Kicks it to the left corner. Open shot by McAllister, or Marshall, that is no good. Rebound, TGF down the floor. Ball is blocked on the shot attempt that time by Carlos underneath. Grizzlies get control of it. Right side to the corner. Wide open Carlos for a three. No good. And we'll get a foul against MSU West Plains. Lionel Kamwimba will pick up his first foul. That's very prominent because he has one foul. Trayon has none. That is great. How about Carlos has two? Top of the circle, Redis to the right corner. Up fake by Marshall. Make that Blair. Dribbles in, feeds it back to West. He gets it up to the rim. No good. Rebound is pulled away by Javian Downey. Grizzlies really competing on the interior defensively and challenging shots, and they're getting to some of them. 45-34, 15:46 to play in the ball game. Grizzlies looking for number six, Trayon, behind the back move, pull up, 15-foot floater is good from about, I said 15, it's closer to 19, but it was still a heck of a shot. Trayon, Grand Foster with 10, timeout called by the Aviators, who have been outscored 10-6 here in the second half and trail this game against the Grizzlies, 47-34, full timeout, back in a minute on KDY. Back at the Joe Paul Evans Arena, the West Plains Civic Center, and it's 47-34. Grizzlies lead the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport. Aviator basketball in their front court. They're wearing the black with the blue trim and numerals. Pass to the low block. Kane will post up. He'll be double teamed. Now he'll back down Unami. Cross court, West in the corner, right side for a two. That's good from 12 feet. Colby West now has six. 47-36, and that was good on Arkansas State Newport's part. They scored off the timeout. Trayon Grant Foster to the right sideline. Lob pass in, bad pass. Was picked up by Lionel. He goes up and missed the shot, but he got fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two. That call came very late, but it was a correct, very correct call. Jarquavius Kane with his first foul. And it'll be Kamwimba at the line. Lionel Kamwimba. He has 2 points tonight. And in two of the last three games, he has been our Don's Auto Service player of the game. First free throw, no good. Who will be the player of the game tonight? Lionel's been the POG twice. Last one, Urji Hunami against National Park. Next free throw is good. One for Lionel, 48-36. Now quickly back. Here's a driving floating shot, no good. Ball be picked up by Trayon Grant Foster, 2-on-1 break. He'll take it all the way, lays it up, and he missed it. Rebound, Urji Hunami has it. That's where you need to dunk it. Ball knocked out of bounds, and a foul will be called over on the far sideline, and that'll be against Kylan Kelly. His second foul. So the Grizzlies have won three of their last four. All four of their losses this season have been to nationally ranked teams. Right corner, Kendon Peebles. Curls over the top, cut off in the lane. Back outside it goes to the point. Mason Woodall in the game at the post for the Aviators. Cross court. Here's a pull-up jump shot from 15. No good by Carlos Pauls. Shot clock was running down. Blair the other way. Goes to his right, kicks the basketball, turned it over. Urji Hunami dishes ahead. Javian all the way. Goes up for the shot. And he was going to try and dunk it with his left hand, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. foul on Jamal Coleman. We've got several guys on this team that can flat elevate, and Javian's one of them. His first free throw here, good. Javian Downey now with 4.5 and 6 for the game. Javian is listed at 6'3". He shoots again, and good. Here come the Aviators up the floor with Jamal Coleman. Front court in the right corner now. Blair has it. Kicks it down low. Wraparound pass by Woodall is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Aviators. 16 on the shot clock. 13:51 to go in the second half. 14 points, biggest lead for the Grizzlies tonight. 50-36. We were down early, 14-9. Went on a little run. And now enjoy a 14-point advantage. Inbound from underneath. They get it inbounds late. They get it to Kobe West in the corner. He's going to launch a three. Blocked by Kenan Peebles. Woodall feeds it to West. He lost the basketball and a steal. Grizzlies back on the run, which they've done well tonight. All the way in. Two-handed dunk by Kenan Peebles. He never slowed down. I mean, he took it directly to the basket. He has six. And a two-hand dunk down the key. Bounce pass whistle. Travel violation will be the call on Jamal Coleman, who got hung up in midair. Timeout will be called by Arkansas State Newport with 13:26 to play in the second half. Grizzlies now up by 16, 52-36. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. Back at Civic Center with 13:26. Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. And we'll bring it up with Gage Pitts. And he is picked up by Jamal Coleman. Front court. And now the offense goes into motion. Tom Emmerich is in the game. Has it at the high post. Puts it on the floor. Takes it all the way in. Puts it up. No good. Missed the shot. Tie up. Put back up and good by Kendon Peebles. Kendon Peebles. Great work inside tonight. He has 8 points. 54-36. Now another bad pass. Riley Whitaker takes it away. Wrap around pass on behind the back move is fumbled, picked back up by Riley. Kicks it on the wing. Kenan Peebles back to the post inside. Emmerich turns up and under. Right hand shot. Back iron won't fall. And the rebound taken down by Mark Woodall for Newport. Now on the right side now. Bounce pass, high post. West faces up, puts it on the floor, left handed goes left, feeds it inside, ball slapped away out of the hands of B.J. Marshall and Riley Whitaker, and it'll stay with Arkansas State Newport. Kane back in the game for them. Jay Moore in the ball game now for Arkansas Newport, Arkansas State Newport. And they'll set up their offense here. And a whistle out front. Hand check foul on Urji Hunami, who has drawn, when he's in the game, he's going to be guarding Kane. Because Kane, you know, Kane's listed 6'6". Urji's listed at 6'4". They look dead even, pretty much height-wise. But Urji is a strong kid, thick, hard to move him, and he plays aggressively. On the right side, to the baseline, double-team the basketball, bad pass out front, stolen again. Here comes Urji the other way, all the way, lays it up, no good, and he got fouled. And Urji, with some good sportsmanship there, helps Mason Woodall up off the deck. He's the guy that is going to get called for the foul. First foul on Mason Woodall. For Newport, free throw shooter again, Urji Hunami for the Grizzlies. His first try here is good. Urji has 9 points. And when he comes in the game, he injects a little physicality and some athleticism And he has the ability to make whoever he's guarding very miserable. Next free throw is good. 56-36, a 20-point lead for the Grizzlies. Low block, Kane spins baseline, goes up hard around Ergy and puts it up and in. Turquavius Kane has 17 points. So he's just about, well, he has surpassed his average actually already. High post, Tom Nimmerk for the Grizzlies. Spins to the middle, right hand. Baby hook is good. There's the 6'5 gallons of the Mansfield Lion, Tom Nimmerk. 58-38. Right baseline drive, putting it up and around. No good, but a foul. B.J. Marshall went to the basket and drew some contact. That'll stop the clock at 11:24 in the second half. Tom Nimmerk. Nimmerk will be called for his first personal foul. Marshall at the line for the Aviators. First try goes down. Kendon Peebles checks back in for Ergy Hunami. Next try, no good. Rebound comes off, and the Grizzlies come back. Gage Pitts, backcourt. Bounce pass up ahead. Kendon Peebles. Get it away from the sideline and the midcourt line. Cross-court pass, Vincent. Because if you keep the ball in the middle of the floor, they can't double-team. They can try, but it usually doesn't work very well. Vincent to the left corner. Riley. Whitaker will shoot a fadeaway, and that's blocked by Woodall. Woodall is 6'6 from Brooklyn, or Brookwood. No, I was right the first time. Brooklyn, Arkansas. On the left side, down the lane, Marshall knocked away, stole it away. Gage Pitts took it away. Got a 3-on-2 break the other direction. Bounce pass across. Emmert goes up with the left hand, no good. And taken away by Arkansas State Newport. Pull up from 13 straight on jump shot is good by Nehemiah Redis, who has 6 points and averaging 18 points a ball game. 58-41. In the left corner, Kamari Vincent, lob over the top to Gage Pitts. No need to shoot just yet. Gage out front. He is picked up on the perimeter by Jay Moore, little guard just entering the ball game. Kamari Vincent, baseline. Wraparound pass, tipped away, picked back up, has to shoot it at the shot clock. No good. Ball picked up, back the other way we go. Redis, free throw line, pull up jumper, left hand, good again. 58-43. And we have the media timeout coming up. Otherwise, we might be calling a timeout here. Right side, Kamari with it. Three subs to come in for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany, Carlos Paul, and Trayon. 10 seconds to go. Gage Pitts with a three. Left side, good. Gage Pitts. First three of the ball game, first bucket of the ball game for Gage. 61-43. Aviators on offense. Grizzlies playing straight man-to-man. Vincent cuts the ball off. Backing down the defender is Redis, and we'll have a holding foul call on Kamari Vincent. His first personal foul. Tom Emmert comes out, and here's the media timeout. With 9:02 to play in the second half, the Grizzlies lead the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport by a score of 61-43. We're back in a minute on KDY. Jarquavius Kane gets a bucket after the break. 8:45 to play. Grizzlies are ahead by 16 points. Left corner, Carlos Paul outside. Now around the horn it goes to the point. Kyle Germany looks for the screen left, goes that way. Now gets it over on the left sideline. Down low block, Carlos turns up and under fake, goes up right hand, shot no good, but a foul on the play. Jarquavius Kane will be called for his second. So the second foul on Kane, free throw shooter, is Carlos Paul, and the first one is good. Urji Hunami will check back in for MSU West Plains. Javian Downey is back in the ball game. Next try is good. Carlos makes two. Carlos has seven, and that gives the Grizzlies an 18-point lead again. On the right side, Ross with the ball fake, drives in, slid his foot, got away with that. Rebound put back is up and in by Kane. Kane has 21. The officials will call timeout. Shot clock never started. And that's something you can do when you're watching the game. If you're wondering if the official's 10-second count trying to get it over midcourt is close, all you got to do is look at the shot clock. If it hits 20, too late. Trayon Grant Foster on the left side hands it off. Kyle down the lane, nearly lost it, kicks it right corner. Javian Downey, wraparound, feeds it inside, pump fake up with a dunk attempt, no good by Carlos Paul. Beat across, bad pass at the other end, stolen by the Grizzlies. Trayon Grant Foster, he's in the right corner, has a mismatch, backs his guy down. Whistle, offensive foul on Trayon. Well, it's either going to be a charge or a foul. In this case, Caleb Ross, who had no chance, zero chance of stopping Trayon Grant Foster from scoring there. He is a 5'11 guard going up against the 6'6 Trayon Grant Foster, but he got bailed out with a foul. On the right side, ball taken away. Grizzlies with it now with Trayon. Aviators had five turnovers in the first half. They have six in the second half with 7 minutes to play. Javian Downey hands the ball off Trayon out on the left wing in the corner. Looking in, they get the ball low block. Carlos, pump fake, 10-foot jump shot, good. Carlos Paul. He's got nine now. 65-47 Grizzlies, all the way to the hole. Here's a drive and a foul will be called. Jamal Coleman, or make that Jay Moore, will draw the body contact and he'll shoot two. That'll be a third foul on Carlos Paul. Moore at the free throw line for Arkansas State Newport. Rims off to the left. No good. Logan Nutt sits on the bench for Arkansas State Newport. He grew up on a bench, pretty much, with his dad, Dickie Nutt. Longtime coach. Next free throw is good by Moore. One out of two. 65-48. Up the side. Long pass ahead. Gage pitch. Wraparound pass. Gives it across. Kumwimba up inside. No good, but he got fouled. He faked two players off their feet, and a third was coming after him and got called for the foul. Let's see if they give it the upside the head call. Nope. It was a push. Quavius Kane now with three. And now Lionel Kumwimba to the free throw line with 3 points tonight, and he should be shooting two. 6:38 to play. First one good. Big players are notorious for not being very good free throw shooters. But Lionel makes his fair share. One down, the second one out off the front of the rim, and it's taken down by the Aviators with 6.5 minutes to play. 66-48 Grizzlies. Ball nearly lost by Moore at midcourt. Good hustle and good pressure on the ball by Downey. Almost at 5 seconds. Now the ball is fumbled away. Grizzlies come away with it. 3-on-2 break. All the way to the other side. Pass across. Layup good by Erzi Hanami. Erzi's got 12 off the bench. 68-48 Grizzlies. 6:05 to play. Aviator basketball bounced fast to the right wing. Driving it down to the baseline. High shot off the glass. No good. And Gage had it. Lost it. Picked up by Lionel Tumwimba. Now it's loose again on the deck. Now it's going to roll out of bounds. Who touched it last? It'll be off Gage pitch. Good hustle by both teams. Both teams deserve a little applause for that. Players diving for the ball, getting after it. ASU Newport will play it in. Shot from the wing for three, and it's no good, out of bounds. And the Grizzlies get it back. In the second half of this game, the Grizzlies have outscored ASU Newport 31-20. Up ahead, Gage Pitts, front court, hook pass across the way, Treyon steps through all the way in, hangs and shoots, and he missed it. And the rebound taken down by the Aviators to the front court on the right wing. They'll set and pop a three, and that's good by Kane. That kid is really good. That's all there is to it. He's got 23 points. Jarquavius Kane from Jonesboro at 6'6". He's a sophomore, one of two sophomores on this team. I'm glad they don't have any more like him. In the right corner, Treyon with it for the Grizzlies. Cross-court pass, Gage in the corner, goes baseline, feeds it back to the other corner, picked up by Ergy. He'll dribble out, now get it to Javian. Hook pass across, bad pass, stolen. Now stolen back. Kept alive, inbound. Players collide, people all over the floor, down the other way. Here's a driving layup up and good by Colby West. And Jarquavius Kane is down on the floor right now. And that's a cramp. He was just wanting a massage, evidently, and he's getting one right now. 4:39 to play in the second half. The crowd will give him a little round of applause. 68-53. Grizzlies up by 15. I don't think we have an official timeout. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Grizzlies will play the Morton College Panthers from Cicero, Illinois. 7 o'clock start time. Tuesday night, we'll be back here again. Old acquaintances will be renewed when we play the Northeast Oklahoma A&M Norsemen. The only Vikings we'll play all year, probably. 68-53, Grizzly ball in the backcourt. Kane able to walk off the court under his own power. Here's Gage Pitts, front court in the corner. Out to Treyon. Treyon will hand off to Gage on the left side. Hook pass, low block. Here's a turnaround jump shot. Good by Carlos Paul from 12 feet. Carlos has 11 points tonight. Down the lane all the way. Lost it on the way up. Ball stolen. Ball knocked away but out of bounds off the leg of Carlos Paul. And it will be Aviator basketball. 4:07 to go in the Grizzlies. With a 17-point lead. Riley Whitaker in the game with Gage Pitts. Javian Downey. Carlos Paul and Treyon Grant Foster. Jumper by West from the right baseline is up and in. Colby West now has 8. At midcourt, Gage with a 3-on-2 break the other way. He circles out and will reset the offense. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Gage Pitts as West knocked it away on the sideline. Good hustle by Colby West. Erzi Hanami is back in the lineup. Treyon will go to the bench. Javian Downey is in the backcourt now with Gage Pitts. Third guard Erzi Hanami. Front line is Riley Whitaker and Carlos Paul. Under 3:50 to go, 3:45 for that matter, 70-55. on the right side. It's Kane. Kane goes right baseline, cut off. Here's a pull-up jump shot for a two. No good. I said Kane, that was Kelly for the pull-up, and it's an air ball. Grizzlies come back the other way. Gage in the left corner. Ergy will circle out on the left side. Bounce pass on the baseline, gets to Carlos again. Up fake, works against West. Ball tipped away, out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies with 15 on the shot clock. Jarquavius comes back to the ball game now for the Aviators. Inbound play. Downey inbound. Riley Whitaker with it. 13 on the shot clock to JV and Downey. Hook pass. There he is again on the low block. Turning inside. Muscling it up with the right hand. No good, but a foul on the play. And again, Carlos Paul eating them alive inside. The foul is on B.J. Marshall. Number one on him, Carlos Paul to the free throw line. Carlos having a solid night. Free throw try here on the first one is good. Carlos has 10 points in the half, 12 points for the game. And he's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 71-55, and no good. Rims off, picked up by Nehemiah Reedus. ASU Newport with it. Down the lane. Pull up, 13-footer straight on is good. Nehemiah Reedus is smooth. He has 6.5, 10 for the game. 71-57, under 3 minutes to go. So run some clock, run some offense, get a bucket, and feel better about ourselves. Kamari Vincent up high. Guarded hard out on the perimeter by Colby West. West wanted a double team, didn't get it. Downey down the lane, right-hand runner off the board is good. Javian Downey, talk about explosive. We've seen some signs of that here lately. He's got 9 points. West puts it on the floor, takes it to the basket. Layup, no good. Rebound to Riley Whitaker. The Calico Rock Zebra will get it out now to Gage Pitts. 73-57. From a zebra to a bobcat. Now in the front court, Kamari Vincent on the left sideline. Looks to the right point, Riley Whitaker, lob over the top. Good pass, good catch, layup, good. Foul on the play in the basket count. Carlos Paul with another bucket and another foul. Well, that's going to be the first foul on Colby West. 2:06 to go, 75-57. Tom Emmerich is in for Riley Whitaker. Downey out, Whitaker out, Tom Emmerich in, and Kendon Peebles will check in after this free throw if it goes in. And it's no good. Rebounded, picked up by Nehemiah Reedus. I saw the same situation one time years ago. Guy playing for the Grizzlies intentionally missed the free throw so he wouldn't come out of the game. Here's a shot, no good at the Aviator and rebounded by the Grizzlies, and they come back. 75-57, and Gage Pitts lost it out of bounds. He's got Colby West out here at 6'7 on Gage, who stands about 5'10. It's kind of like being double-teamed as the Grizzlies lose the ball there out of bounds. Turnovers have been a problem again tonight. 12, 13. On the Aviators, here's a three at the other end, no good. Ball comes off the glass, picked up by Gage Pitts up the floor. 1:30 to go, alley-oop, and a missed dunk by Emmerich. That pass was a little bit low, and he couldn't finish. Right side, here's another three, no good. Rebounded by Tom Emmerich, ball knocked away, picked back up again. Gage has it. Bounce pass up, Kendon Peebles, he brings it down. He'll circle outside. Grizzlies just want to run some time here with a minute free to go. 75-57. Kendon down the lane all the way. Goes up, and he got fouled on the trip. That will result in a 1-1. That 3 on Kylan Kelly. Free throw shooter is Kendon Peebles for the Grizzlies. The first one is good. In the ball game now for the Aviators. Noah Curtis comes in the lineup. Noah Curtis, 6 foot freshman from Newport. Free throw is good by Kendon. 10 points for Kendon Peebles. Ross front court for ASU Newport. Grizzlies are going to win this game. Turnaround fadeaway jump shot is off the mark and no good by Jay Moore for the Aviators. Grizzlies back with it with 33 seconds to go. Shot clock still on. It's at 20. Crossover move by Darren Combs for the Grizzlies. Freshman from Poplar Bluff puts up a runner, missed it. Ball taken away, back the other way. At the right point. Here's a shot for a three by Ross, in and out. Rebounded by Kendon Peebles. And he'll bring it up the floor. He'll hold it up. And that will be the ball game. Final score, Grizzlies 77, Aviators 57. We're back in 90 seconds with our post game with Coach Jared Fay coming up here on KDY. Back here on our post game, 77-57. The Grizzlies win by 20. Jared Fay is over here to my right. He shook so many hands up coming on his way up here, I thought he was running for office or something. It's good to win by 20, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm definitely not running for office, just trying to win a few basketball games. But it was nice to not have something go completely down to the wire. I still think we probably could have pulled away a little bit more and I could have relaxed a little bit. But it was a good win for us.
I thought that there were a few things about the ball game in the first half. We kind of struggled in the first 5 minutes, and then after you called the timeout and gave a pep talk, from that point, though, once our defense started to lock in and pressure them and make them make decisions with the basketball and handle the basketball, the game just nearly flipped completely over.
I appreciate you giving me a little bit of credit there, Harlan, but I think it was Urgy's dunk that sparked everybody.
That's pretty good, too.
You know, we started out in the zone. I don't necessarily love it, but they don't shoot the ball great. And I feel like we've struggled at times guarding the ball. And tonight's zone wasn't the answer. They were able to get to the rim against it, and we did switch to man, and the guys picked up the energy. And hopefully that's something to build on.
There are a few other things in the ball game. You mentioned Urgy. You put him on there, really good kid, the Kane kid, who finished with 23 points tonight. But you've got a guy in Urgy Unami who really, if you've got somebody like Kane, you can put him on him, somebody that's a scorer. Urgy is big enough, thick enough, tall enough, strong enough that he can handle about anybody.
He can. You know, Kane's a really good player. He played at Connor State 2 years ago and averaged pretty big numbers there. Kid from Arkansas, he gave us all we could handle. But you're right, Urgy did a really good job on him. You know, Kane got him down on the block a few times, but as far as those easy drives to the rim, Urgy didn't let those happen.
Now, somebody else that's kind of flying under the radar a little bit here over the last few games, but he's getting a little better and a little better and a little more confident each game, and that's Javian Downey. I've been telling people now, just give him some time. Not all freshmen, you know, come out of the oven at the same time. It takes a little longer for some, and Javian, you can really see it coming.
Exactly. He's a very talented player, and it is kind of a confidence thing at times. You know, and he hurt his ankle in October, so he didn't get all the games probably that he needed there. But you're right, you definitely saw the glimpses tonight. Just that burst that he has, that burst to the rim and transition that, you know, he can be at that rim before everybody else even knows what's going on.
He and Kyle Germany have that same trait in common. Also, I thought that a big part of it, now this is like the game from 2 games ago against Southern Arkansas, University Tech, where we had, I think, a 7-point lead at halftime, and we had a chance to come out in the early second half and really put our foot down, get some separation. It didn't happen. It actually got closer, and it was close throughout. Tonight, that didn't happen. You're able to stretch things out and had a good start to the second half.
Yeah, no doubt. And, You know, I don't know exactly why that is, but a lot of credit to our guys. I do think Urgy really kind of energized everybody. And part of it is, you know, we got a lot of freshmen who are very coachable, but almost to a fault sometimes, where I think they're trying so hard to do what I want them to do that they're thinking a little bit too much. And tonight we tried to talk about just relaxing and kind of do what you do, and we saw that.
All right, so that leads us to tomorrow night. Morton College is the opponent from Cicero, Illinois, which is a Chicago suburb, so they made a long trip down here, right?
They did. Their assistant coach, Keelan Donald, played for me at North Idaho my first 2 years. Kept in touch with him, and it's fun to get him down here. They're a very good team. El Seeger, their point guard, played at State Fair a couple years ago, good player. So we can enjoy this one tonight for a little bit, but we got a good team we got to play tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right. He's one step closer to 400. It's getting close. That's win number 6. 3 more if we could next. Let's see. Once we get up to 9, then that guy right there, Jared Fay, Grizzly head coach, will have won 400 games in his career. Let's check the scoring from this ball game. By the way, our Don's Auto Service player of the game for tonight is Carlos Paul. Carlos was big in the second half, 12 of his 14 points. So he led the scoring with 14. The Grizzlies had 5 players in double figures. With 12 points was Urgy Hanami, who, as Coach Space said, really energized the team and the crowd tonight. 10-point nights for Kendon Peebles, Trayon Grant Foster, and Kyle Germany. 9 points for Javian Downey, 3 apiece for Kamari Vincent and Gage Pitts, and 2 points for Tom Emmerich. For the Newport Ball Club, Jarquavius Kane led their scoring with 23 points. I was checking out while Coach Fay was talking there, checking out the free throw percentages, and we did much better tonight from an overall standpoint. The Grizzlies were 15 out of 21. That ain't too bad. So we improved there. We turned the basketball over, let's see, 12 times and 13 turnovers on Arkansas State Newport. So the Grizzlies win this ball game. The final score is 77 to 57. We're going to be back here in a little less than 24 hours. It'll be the second night. And by the way, at 5 o'clock, you've got the first game between Arkansas State Newport and North Ark, North Arkansas College, from Harrison. They're pretty good. I think you'll enjoy that preliminary game. And then the Grizzlies will play Morton College, who lost to North Ark tonight, 83-71. So that's it for us tonight. Thanks to Drew Joyce providing the imagery, and also to Nate Hudson, engineering in the studio. Final score again, the Grizzlies win it 77-57. And until tomorrow night, Harlan Hutchison saying so long and good night from the WPCC.